Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV. That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net. WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude. Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's Barracks Talk Live. You're listening to us on podcast. It's April 29th, 2023. I'm Boner Wood. Tonight, we don't have a full house. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's not a full house. But we do have the man, the myth, the legend, the acid tripping motherfucker himself that seems to always be in his truck when I ask him if he's going to be on tonight. It's the Marine crown eating man himself. It's Sergeant Wardog.
Psych ward gang in the building.
There it is. And it's. Dude, every time I want to introduce him, it always changes in my brain right during the show. I don't know why, but it involves bacon and ham and hog jaw and squalling and pork rinds in Alaska. It's oink.
Wow, what an intro, huh?
Yeah,
got me all hungry and shit. I mean,
right? Dude, I'm gonna tell you what, man. I miss eating pork rinds. I know that sounds disgusting to people that don't understand what pork rinds is, but I miss it.
Y'all, oh, not to me, bro. I'm a Florida bred, you know, down south slinger.
Yep. My old man used to eat the shit out of them, believe it or not.
I'm going to tell you, man, when I was growing up, we used to go to like the bug bashes and just to go see junkyards and the drag races and shit like that on the weekends. And every time we'd go out, we'd have to get gas before we started our journey. Cause that's the way you start your Saturday morning, right? You got to get gas. And it was always two bags of pork rinds, two packs of nabs, and either a RC or something like that every fucking morning. I'm going to tell you, dude, I miss me some pork rinds. But the ones I hate, and I know y'all know what I'm talking about, I hate when you reach into the bag and you're just gobbling them up. And then the next one you bite into is like a fucking granite rock.
Yep.
Like a goddamn diamond. Like that bitch will break your teeth. Like.
It's the secret prize in every bag.
Every single fucking bag had one. At least one. And you try. You do. You really try to bite in that bastard. You're like, I'm going to bite through you, motherfucker. Nope. If anything, that bitch crumbles. Like, you ain't biting through it, but it'll crumble.
It's like eating a bowl of goddamn grape nuts.
Oh, dude. I'll tell you what. If a macadamia nut had a shell on it,
which it does, it would be a pork rind that's harder in foot.
Oh wow, that's a good one.
I'm gonna tell you, man, that, and I know you know what I'm talking about, War Dog. I know you've done that. We've all been there.
Yep. Part of the game.
Mayhem and Mrs. Mayhem are here tonight. I was just asking about you, Mayhem, earlier. I was like, is it just me or am I just so fucking stupid and retarded? I've missed him every time he's been in these past weeks. And apparently War Dog noticed it too. Glad to see you, brother. Glad you're doing okay and good. And I'm glad to see Miss Mayhem up in here sitting in my recliner listening to you on the TV sound system. Oh, shit. You might want to warn your neighbors. Damn, it's been a week. It's not been a bad week. I ain't going to complain too much.
Right?
It's not been a terrible week. It really hasn't. I did order me some stuff from Harbor Freight. Oh, my God. You ordered from Harbor Freight. Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't have fucking millions of dollars lying around to fucking get a Craftsman or Snap-on fucking toolbox. What the fuck? Yeah. Fucking ordered from Harbor Freight, motherfucker. Fuck you, Mayhem. Fuck you. No, so I have a, what do you call it? It's a one of those rolling cubby holders with the pull-out drawers. And I'm going to tell you right now, we never read the mass weight that it can hold. And I'm pretty sure we fucking doubled that because it's starting to sway. And I told my mom, I was like, look, I'm going to get this tool chest and I'm going to get the top part. We're going to sit it over there because this bitch will all together will hold 1500 pounds. I was like, pretty sure we ain't going to hit that. So, and I was like, you can take that one and put it in the bathroom or whatever and you can use it. But, yeah, that's what I got. And I'll buy from Harbor Freight if it's something, you know, that I don't need to spend a lot of money on that I'm going to be using constantly. If it's something that I'm going to use once in a blue moon, yeah, I'm going to buy it from Harbor Freight. Their Milwaukee series isn't too bad. I know a lot of people complain about Milwaukee, but shit, I've had DeWalt's blow up in my face too. So,
yep. It's kind of like cars, man. Was it made on a Monday or a fucking Friday? You're screwed. Right, you know right. What I mean?
Well, was it Inspector 36 that looked yours over and classified it right as okay? But no, I've never really had. I don't think. I mean, you know what you're buying at Harbor Freight, right?
Yep, like exactly.
I mean, that's one thing that bothers me about some people that absolutely loathe Harbor Freight. I'm like, look, number one, they buy blueprints that are not owned anymore, which is why a lot of their stuff looks similar to, say, oh, I don't know, Snap-on. They use the same manufacturers that Snap-on and Craftsman and DeWalt and Ryobi and who else am I forgetting? Do we need to go down the fucking line?
Name them all, bro. Name them all.
I mean, everybody uses a Chinese distributor and manufacturer these days. It's no secret. And Harbor Freight uses the same ones. But
if any of those companies would love to sponsor us, contact us at oink at dvradio.net or info at dvradio.net.
Here.
Money. Shit, yeah.
Here. Here to the motherfucking here. And I'm one of those believers that if you spend a lot of money on a tool, you best be getting your money's worth, meaning you better use it a fuck ton until it breaks, right?
Or better have one hell of a warranty with it.
Right. Number two, if you're not going to use it much, why spend god awful amounts of money on it? I don't understand that. Like, I literally bought a nail polish shaker to shake paints. And then you've got people over here selling these fucking paint pot shakers for hundreds of dollars. I bought a nail polish shaker for $30. Like, it's the exact same thing as that fucking paint shaker. It's just the exact same thing. Just different classification. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, if you're not going to use it that much, buy something cheap. Personally, that's just me. If you want to go spend $2,000 on a fucking impact wrench, though, use it once.
Yeah, have at it.
I actually know a guy that's had an impact wrench from Harbor Freight that he bought for, I think it was $85 or $100. And he's used that some bitch basically religiously for about 10 or 12 years or so. And I'm like, damn thing ain't dead yet.
Right.
I was like, shit, I know craftsmen that'll die in two.
No kidding. No fucking kidding.
But yeah, that's just my philosophy. If you're not going to use it much, don't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on it. If you're going to use it a lot and it's a mainstay, consider purchasing it at a higher market like price. So that's just me. Invest more into it is what I'm saying. To each their own, I guess.
Yep. Yep. Most definitely.
I mean, you're not going to drive a brand new 2023 truck on your farm and use it as a beat 'em up truck, are you?
I hope not.
I mean,
as the price of trucks are nowadays, fuck, I hope not.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to use something from, oh, I don't know, 1970s, 80s. It's going to be your beat 'em up truck. And people, if you don't know what a beat 'em up truck is, you ain't never been pulled. That or you ain't never worked a farm. But nah, it's the same principle, right? I mean, you don't want to have your $40,000+ truck that you got brand new getting lopsided by a fucking tractor or getting shit all over it on its first day. You'd rather have something that you spent, oh, I don't know, $500 to $2,000 on that ain't got no insurance on and that you ain't gonna go anywhere in. It says farm.
Top off the oil when you top off the gas.
Yeah. Fucking headers have been fucking leaking for God knows how fucking long. Fucking fucking so goddamn old you ain't got a fucking air filter on the goddamn thing anymore. The fucking open carburetor on that bitch. I know people that used to drive their fucking vehicles like that too, man. Open carburetor, never put a fucking air in them. And now I look back on it, I'm like, that was fucking retarded. You were fucking stupid. Like, knowing what I know about people, you were a dumbass. You weren't dragging for fucking pink sleeves. Why the fuck did you have an open carburetor? Fucking... High speed, low drag, motherfucker. That's why. Oh, God. Before I go any further, I want to thank everybody listening tonight. We got at least 7 listeners, and one of them is our Fed. The other one is our German Fed. I don't really know if you guys are Feds, but it's fun to poke fun of you. So if you take it personally, you really should not be fucking listening to us.
Warn them, bro. Warn them.
Jesus Christ. That's not been too bad of a week. We did get fucking pissed on galore the other day. Jesus Christ, dude, that fucking storm that hit us. Not the one that hit us last show. We got hit with another one this week. God damn. And then it rained pretty much all night. Hearing my redneck and knees come out pretty much all night there. It pretty much rained. What no do out there, all that rain, you know, whatnot. Pretty humid today. No, it did. It didn't rain. It sprinkled pretty much all night. But yeah, it did, Miss Fester. It rained pretty much all week. That's pretty much what it was. Speaking of this week, How was your guys' week? I need to close my Sounds of the South folder because shit is slowing down. I have too much shit open on my computer. What the fuck? Anyway.
Pretty eventful week over here. Just doing the normal working outs and was lucky enough to not have any doctor's appointments this week, though.
Good, good. Wait, is that lucky or is that because the DA is stupid?
Ooh, I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot
ball. Fucking coin.
He said he's not going to touch that one with a 10-foot ball. Casey, I believe.
So let's just say, for whatever reason, the VA couldn't get to me yet, so I had no point.
I hear you. I got you.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, baby.
I hear you. Hey, how's your week been, Aaron?
Oh, you know, another week. We actually went back to work this week and started the summer job of laying paint down, which, of course, we can't do that because there's still fucking snow on the ground, for fuck's sake. So we're waiting for that shit to melt off so we could fucking warm up so we could actually do something. But no, it was a all right week, you know. Started up trying to get the equipment up and running, and of course everything you fucking touch was dead because it sat there all fucking winter. So, you know, that was, like I said, it was a pretty busy week, but other than that, I mean, it wasn't a bad week. So the only doctor appointment I had was a dentist one, so there you go. But other than that, yeah, typical week, man. Typical week. Everybody's doing all right. Like I said, Frosty and I are together again at the hip still, because, you know, the winter job was one thing, but the summer job, we're back at it again. So, but yeah, we're doing our thing, man.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm sad because the Hot Wheels monster truck was live today down in Winston-Salem.
Damn. At least you get something to up, you know, down there. I mean, we don't get anybody that comes through fucking Alaska.
You know,
maybe during the fair time, that's about it.
It's funny you say that. We used to watch all kinds of races, drag races, dirt bike races, all that shit. You're lucky to see one twice a year now on television. Like, I'm not joking. Mom came in here earlier and she was like, damn, race is on. I was like, what race? She went, the bike race. She said, it ain't been on in 6 months. I went, oh, sorry. What would you like for me to do, mother? would you like for me to call the network?
Right.
No JJ tonight. He's out doing a show, selling some wood, because you know it's all hard and shit. He's actually out selling his wood pieces at a show, and I don't know where it's at, because I'm an idiot and didn't ask him. Or he told us, and I don't remember, because I literally forgot until he told us today that he was doing a show. Yep. And I was like, oh, that's right, we were going to have this week off. And then I was like, too late now, I've already called the goddamn show. So we're here struggling, because that's how we do it. That's how we do it up in here. We were going to get Adam and Tony on from Hard Luck, but they're having fun tonight, and I'm jealous. So if this gets back to Adam and Tony, I'm jealous as fuck. Pissed off and mad about it. Pissed off and mad the fuck about it. Now they enjoying in their night and weekend, and praise be to Hard Luck Auto. I do want to get them on fairly soon. I did reach out to, what are they called? What's their name? Regiment Gaming. Nobody's gotten back to me, so I guess we're not getting them on. Oh, well. I'm not going to.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not going to fucking beg them. That's for goddamn sure. So I reached out to them on their main Twitter, and they was like, reach out to these two guys. And one of them don't even have messages on. And the other one, I guess he read it and said, fuck you guys. And I was like, all right. Whatever. But they're doing good stuff. So if you support them, I support them too, which I actually do. I bought something from them. So not that I regret it. I do not regret it. I hate that fucking, it's basically playing phone tag, isn't it? When they say, here, message this person, and you go message that person, yep, and that person never messages you, and then you go back and, well, they never replied. Anyway, let's see. I don't believe we have any promotions upcoming. Let me make sure before I cement that. I mean, I know they're upcoming, but I mean, like, very soon type of promotions. Last one I'm out to say, let's see, promo campaigns. Yeah, we got a little ways next week, actually. So if you want something, prepare for next week. And you, if you missed the, what was it, 20% off sale that happened Sunday through Wednesday, I believe it was, you're shit out of luck, motherfucker. Somebody did make a purchase, so whoever that was, thank you, thank you. Got a lot of shit. And if I find out it was my mom, I'm going to beat an ass. I can't tell y'all how many times she'll come in here with a fucking mail package. She's like, look what I got. And it's all DD radio shit. I'm like, why did you do that? I want to support y'all. And I was like, I know you want to support us, but let me buy it for you. Like, let me help you support us. Because that's the kind of burden. Yeah. That's the kind of son I am, right? Like, I don't want her spending her money on my stuff. I want to spend my money on my stuff for her. Like, as stupid as that sounds, but nah. Mama got me Gotham Knights for my birthday, so that was cool.
Aww.
Right? I was like, she was like, I know it ain't much, but I was like, really? Shut the hell up. Shut up. Stop it. She's like, I know I can't do much. And I was like, stop it. Zip it. Don't make me. Oh, me. So. No, I didn't have a party.
Happy birthday, Mama. Mama P's birthday's tomorrow.
Well, hail fire, Mama P. Why didn't you tell somebody? Gosh darn it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday, Mama Fester.
Mama Fester.
What the hell?
No one caught that, I hope.
Did you say? Did you say two war dog?
It said Mama War Dog. I was thinking about my mom at the time. I'm sorry. When you said her birthday, I was thinking of my mom's birthday coming. So I was like, yeah, Mama, I'm sorry.
When is your mama's birthday?
Ooh, not till December.
Damn. Good thing she ain't listening tonight, I guess.
Right on, man.
She's like,
right on.
She'd be listening. Next time I see you, I'm going to beat your ass with the flip-flops.
Give me flashbacks to those younger whoopings used to get. The fear has reemerged. My legs are getting warm. I can feel the ass whooping coming.
Go pick your little switch out, boy.
As you were going to say, you feel those tears swelling up, can't you? Before it even happens, those tears just fucking come rolling, boy. You knew your ass was in it.
Oh, man. The worst was if my mother would tell me before school what was going to happen after school. It would just fuck up my whole day. The whole day, I just fuck around thinking about that ass whooping that was coming.
Or you're on your way home and you got to do like 30 things before you get home. Wait till we get home. I'll teach that ass one thing. And you're like, oh, shit. And you don't speak the rest of the ride home unless it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Even though I wanted to say slow down around this morning, drive slower, please. You know,
you were looking for that patch of grass that you could jump out on the highway on and walk on.
Fucking tuck and run. Yeah. Tuck and run.
Son of a bitch.
There's a lot of birthdays this week. You know, Bo had his, my daughter had hers, and then got Mama P. Would have been Dale Earnhardt's, what, like 72nd birthday or something like that yesterday, mm-hmm. or today. I don't remember what it was now, but Like, yeah, a lot of people were born there at the end of April.
Yeah. One of my friends grew up with, my birthday was one day, hers was the next day. Then Mike Gordia's birthday was Sunday or Monday. My grandpa's was on the 21st. He would have been 92, I believe.
96. Well, you hit 40? Yeah.
Man, I've hit every number in the book, according to some people.
Gotcha.
I'm not even. I had one woman that thought I was in my 50s.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, she smoke? I mean, I know it's legal here in Alaska, but god damn.
Look, dude, I love her to death, but we're talking. And she was like, I forgot what she said. I forgot how she said it, but she was like, what's your age? What are you, like 58? And I was like, I just sat here for a minute. I'm just like, how do I respond to this? Because first off, I don't want to break her heart. I don't want to make her feel stupid. But at the same time, I want to take a stamp and put it on her head. and I was like, no, I am not almost 60 years old. And I think I did break her heart, not gonna lie. But I was like, damn. And she was like, well, you just seem so old. And I was like, thank you. It was one
mature
of those
is one thing, but old is another.
It was one of those Captain Kirk moments. It was thank you. Well, I was just like, god damn, what have I done in life to get me this far? I mean, damn. Sometimes I wonder, am I almost 60?
Right.
She was.
I mean, I know you're broke as fuck, but I mean, I'm not old as fuck, too. Come on.
Exactly.
She was making a compliment about your maturity, bro.
I know that, but.
The magical but.
I mean, it at least, like, say, what year were you born?
Right.
Don't fucking start lobbing out numbers. What are you, 58? Yeah, well, on a good day.
You know, with these new airmen that we work with next door, as long as they say 19 something, I don't care. But they say 2000, I'm like, oh my god, you fucking young motherfucker.
Oh my god.
And a kid's older than you. What the hell?
It does kill me hearing some of these people. They're like, man, I had it so hard growing up. And then I find out they're like 20 years old. And I'm like, look, I understand poverty levels. That's one thing. But what do you mean you had it hard? And then they talk about this stupid shit. Like,
I'm like, dial-up when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, we had nothing. We had fucking encyclopedias, motherfucker.
Like, I literally seen somebody the other day go, so, like, you guys didn't always have internet? Like, what did you do? And I was like, we fucking went outside and we used our fucking imagination, motherfucker. That's the fuck we did. That and we jumped out of trees and off of buildings and almost died.
We ate fucking dirt. That's what we did.
Exactly. We made mud pies, motherfucker. That's what we done. We made motherfucking mud pies and enjoyed the shit out of them.
As a treat, we chew on the fucking lead paint chips, goddammit.
Right? Well, that's the thing, too, Miss Fester. She had never seen me. I don't think I look 60. I think I look way older than I am. I will give her that. But damn. I mean, she don't look her age either. But at the same time, I wouldn't be like, let me hit the highest fucking number I can think of that's legible right now. Anyway, might want to get off that age subject. We're going to go down the rabbit hole here in a minute. Oh, shit. So, you guys looking forward to anything this upcoming week?
Nah, we just got more work to do. I mean, like I said, once the snow starts to finally creep away from up here, you know, melt away, we can actually start laying some stuff down, some paint, and actually getting busy. Because every time it fucking snows, or fucking rains for that matter, I should say, it's going to stop us from doing anything. So any nice day that we have to take advantage of it.
I hear that.
Roger that. Only thing over here, man, I'm a pretty big basketball fan, so we're going through the NBA playoffs right now. So that's the only big thing I have to look forward to next week. But I am thinking about dropping a few personal podcast episodes. This week, I was somehow able to receive my blue check mark from Instagram. So I got verified this week.
Sweet.
Yeah. But other than that, man, no big things in the works in the future. Not yet, at least.
I hear you. Yeah. Same here. I think I'm just gonna I don't know when that tool chest set will get here, but whenever it gets here, gonna get all this shit organized and finish up a few more organizational things and get some projects out of the way. Hopefully, knock on wood, if I don't die before then. Yeah, just fucking keep on keeping on with the keeping on.
Know what yes, I mean? Sir. Fuck, that's all I can do anymore.
That's all you can do.
Right. I did. I sent it to fucking Oink earlier. I don't know how many people knows who this is. Fucking just perusing the internet this morning, or this evening, I guess. And I come across Hacksaw Jim Duggan. If for those kids who don't know who the fuck that is, he was an awesome fucking wrestler. Anyway.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, and he used to come out with 2x4.
And, with a 2x4, bro.
Right. So I'm looking at his website, his store merch site. Not joking. Like, I can't make this shit up. He's selling, it's not even a 2x4. It's like a third of a 2x4 for $50 signed by him. And Oink goes, shit, that's $50 worth of wood right there.
Twelve-inch stick of a 2x4, $50.
Right.
Get it now at Lowe's or Home Depot.
And I ain't shitting you. It's probably about a third, ain't it, Oink, of a 2x4.
Oh yeah. I mean, easily, maybe a foot. I mean, it's not the maybe, full yeah. 3-4 foot, you know, fucking 2x4 that he had on the wrestling. So
I see that shit and I was like, he's selling that for $50. Damn, I need to get in on that. But when Oink said, shit, that's $50 worth of wood right there. I was like, God damn. You got a fucking point. Fucking JJ over here is selling fucking pens for like $80. I'm like, nah, dude. Increase those prices, man. That needs to be like 140. Oh, shit. I did have it out with JJ in a way when he was talking about prices one day. I was like, dude, your shit's way too low. He's like, I know, but I was like, there is no but. No. There is no but. I was like, yes, I understand that you're an unknown wood turner. However, I said, there is a catch and give and take.
Catch and release.
I was about to say catch and release for some reason. I don't know.
I was about to say that too.
But oh, no. Wow. There's a give and take. I was like, number one, you're making art that is original and one-off. Number two, you have to pay your bills. Number three, it's original fucking art that took away from someone else's project that you could have been doing that made up, I don't know, three times that amount. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right. I was like, I know I'm right. I've done this for a while.
Well, what you do is you just, you know, basically take the price you're going to sell them at, double it, at least, you know, like the furniture stores do up here, and then say, oh, 50% off. Buy one, get one free.
I almost done that at one time on the old store site, just for the hell of it, just to see if people would notice. I was going to take one item and do that, but we never done it. But yeah, I almost came close to doing that. I know somebody would have noticed, but I was wondering who.
Right?
Because I think we had talked about $40
or one for 20. It's a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we had talked about it because I think I was going to put up like a pair of pants or a jacket or something, and we were going to have it for like $500 or something like that. And I was like, and then in a month, we'll cut it in half and tell everybody they're getting a deal when really we're actually making money. We're making twice as much for the,
I mean,
fucking
come on,
product.
I'm thinking of sign, you know, design these fucking jeans with piss stains and shit stains on them and sell them for, what was it, $60 to $80 or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know. I seen a fucking, what was it? It was a pair of denim something and others. Bitches were $135 goddamn dollars. I said, in whose fucking world? Shit. The most I'd ever spent on a pair of jeans, I'm not joking, $25. Like, why the fuck do you need fucking pairs of jeans that cost more in today's world, more than $30 or $40? Because I'm sure to get a good pair of jeans that's going to last you a day or two, if you worked in them, you're probably looking at $30, $40. Who needs fucking pants that cost $135 goddamn dollars? What the fuck are you doing in those fucking jeans that cost that price tag? What the fuck? Dillman's Furniture going out of business since 1987. That reminds me of that movie. It might have been Zohan or something. I can't remember. But the name of the business is going out of business soon. It's Indians that own the shop, and every time they answer the phone, hello, going out of business soon, how may we help you? Like, and the whole front of the shop has these signs that says, hurry, going out of business soon. I was like, this is the greatest fucking marketing technique ever. Why hasn't somebody done that? And then I was like, laws and regulations, that's why. But I was like, that's one of the greatest gags ever. I think it was You Don't Mess with a Zohan. I think it was an Adam Sandler movie or something. But the first time I seen that, I lost it. Like, that made the movie right there. I was like, I don't need to watch the rest of the movie because that right there is all I needed to laugh my ass off until I cried. Oh, shit. Woo. So, sad news, if you haven't heard, Jerry Springer died.
Yep, that would happen this week too, didn't it? Yep.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked because, number one, I didn't know dude was that old. I really didn't. I thought he was in his 60s. I didn't know he was in his damn pushing 80.
Yeah.
And then come to find out it was pancreatic cancer. So, obviously, fuck cancer. But I think it's, dude, everybody that has pancreatic cancer, they never find it until it's too late. I mean, him, Patrick Swayze, and like how many other actors that I know, and I know blue collars too, but for whatever reason, we live in an age where we still can't cure fucking cancer. I mean, we can't even get a goddamn internet connection in a rural area, but we can have great connection in the middle of a fucking jungle. Like, fucking. I'm not joking. So
true. So true, bro.
Fucking Dave Libby called me from the middle of a fucking jungle a couple years ago. I was like, dude, you sound great. Where are you? And he told me, and I was like, what? Do what? He's like, yeah, man, we're in the middle of the jungle. I was like, no fucking way. He sends me a fucking picture of him and the people that he's staying with. I was like, this motherfucker in the middle of the goddamn jungle on his cell phone talking to me right now. And when he's back here in Washington, it's, hey, yep, it's, at, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Get a better connection. Oh, shit. Anyway. I seen a show earlier, and they were talking about these guys, and he goes, well, they told me back in the 80s, which I guess they forgot because of old timers, not Alzheimer's, old timers. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, that's good. That's good. If you understand the joke, that is good. Not Alzheimer's, old timers. Because they were recanting their story is what it was. What the context doesn't matter, but it's just not Alzheimer's, old timers. That means no more surprise kids, oink.
I don't have Jerry to blame anymore.
Jerry.
Oh, shit. For those listeners that don't know, yeah, I was a walking Mari or fucking Jerry show there for a little bit.
I don't know. You were a walking Jerry Mari show there for a minute, too. Weren't you? Fucking... you are the father.
Yep.
So
call your son up to tell him about his fucking, you know, new sister. And he's like, oh, you know, such and such. I'm like, no, where the fuck did that name come from? Oh, she says you're her dad, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
True story. Yeah, dude.
True story. True stories.
Did you not know about that war dog?
No, I did not.
Stay off of Facebook, brother. Stay off of Facebook. No, long story short, I get up here to Alaska when I PCS up here, and all the guys at the shop were playing this fucking Mafia Wars game on, of course, Facebook, right? I had never heard of fucking Facebook at the time, so I'd get on Facebook. I fucking joined their Mafia Wars, and we're playing the fucking game, and, you know, I got like 8 friends, and they're all from work. Well, then all of a sudden, a buddy of mine finds me on there from high school. And we start chatting, you know, fuck, I haven't been back in 20 years. And he starts, you know, chatting with me. He's like, hey, have you ever seen a picture of my daughter? I'm like, no, dude. And he's like, well, here, you already have this girl as your, you know, a friend on your MySpace. Just friend her on, you know, on Facebook. I'm like, okay. So I still know what the fuck I'm doing. So I friend request her. Okay, cool. See a picture of her, the daughter that he's talking about. So I must have friend requested her too or something. Anyway, long story short, we start chatting and she goes, hey, she goes, you know, who are you? I'm like, well, what are you talking about? She goes, you know, I don't want her to think I'm some sexual fucking predator or something. So I tell her, you know, hey, I'm just a guy that hung out with your mom in high school. You know, we were friends. She hung out with my younger sister, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, who are you really? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, a family friend tells me my real dad's name is, you know, Scott, which is my first name. So I'm like, no, me and your mom was never together in high school. Wasn't me. And I don't want to tell her that, you know, my buddy is her dad because maybe she doesn't know anything about him. You know, it's not my fucking place. Right. Yeah. So I contact her mom and I'm like, hey, what the fuck's going on? You know, she's telling me that, you know, I'm her dad or some shit or somebody's telling her that news. Her mom comes back. What difference does it make? She has a family here that loves her, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, listen, I'm not the one spreading the fucking rumor. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the story because me and you, we never hooked up. And she goes, well, that was at one time. I'm like, what? One time? Because I sure the hell don't remember nothing. So it turns out we had a party at my house. I worked at McDonald's, of course. And of course, at midnight, they threw away all the food because they closed at midnight. We didn't have enough business. So we went there like at 11:30 to grab all the food that they were going to throw out for the party and take it back. Well, apparently we made a pit stop on the way back and them cheeseburgers were extra cold when they got there, is all I'm saying. So this girl is now like 15 going on 16 years old, and she thinks, or somebody's, like I said, throwing my name around. So I tell her mom, I'm like, look, I'll do the DNA test. I don't care. She has the right to know. If you're 100% 50-50, it's either me or my buddy, then I'll do the test. And if it's not me, then you know it's him. There you go. You know what I'm saying? End of story. So we do the test and it fucking comes back 99.9998316.17%. You are the father. 15 of 15 markers match. I'm like, son of a bitch. So like I was saying, I went to call my son to tell him, you know, back there in Illinois, because they live relatively close. I don't want them dating and have some, you know, Kentucky shit going on that, you know, hey, you got a new sister. So I go, hey, bud, you're sitting down. He goes, yeah. I said, got a new sister. Name's, I'll just make a name up here, you know, Jessica. And he's like, Jessica? He goes, I go to a Skirbleton. Her name is Ashley, and she says you're her dad too. I'm like, what the fuck? What? What's her last name? And he tells me her last name. I'm like, oh shit, I do know that name. So long story short, I do another DNA test a couple years later because she had to wait until she was 18 to do it herself because she was being raised by her grandparents. Her mother died in a car accident. But that one came back. You are not the father. So anyway, but yeah, that was my Facebook daughter, as I call her now, because yeah.
Stay the Facebook. Fuck off social media is the point of the story.
Use a synonym, man. Use a synonym. Use somebody else's name. Fuck.
Ben Fartine seems to be a good one. Right. A little faster. Yep. Now, when Oint told me all that, I was like, dude, this is like an episode of Mari. Like, because I had,
was, man.
For some stupid reason, I had this binge on Mari episodes at one time for no fucking reason. Just, I thought it was so fucking retarded. I watched a shit ton one night. And I think it was like 2 days later, he tells me this, and I'm like, oh, dude, you a fucking walking Mari show, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you haven't seen the wife's face when I told her, too. She's like, is there any fucking more? Good news is it was all before we met. You know what I'm saying? Before we got married. So
I actually seen a show years ago, and I cannot for the life of me remember what it was about or anything. It was one of those sort of like talk shows, whatever. It was quote unquote real. Girl comes on there with this dude. That's not my child. And he's like, bitch, you had her in the fucking hospital. Dude, I fucking lost. She goes, well, we need to have a DNA test then if you really think it's mine. He goes, I don't need a goddamn DNA test. I got you on camera because you wanted me to record the goddamn birth. Sure enough, I'm not joking. Come back after break and they show the fucking video of her having a goddamn baby. She goes, that ain't me on that camera. I'm like, who the fuck is it? Fucking Mission Impossible over here in a fucking delivery unit? What the fuck we got going on? Like, what the fuck? I wish I could remember what show that was and everything. It's been years ago. I think it was just around the time, you know, all these shows started coming out. I don't think it lasted long, but. And there used to be a show, I don't know if you guys remember, came on real late at night called Cheaters.
Yep. Yeah.
Talk about one fucked up goddamn show. Dude, I ain't never seen. Y'all think Jerry and Mari and Steve Wilkos and all that shit something? Watch an episode of Cheaters.
I actually turned it on there. It was on. I forget what fucking channel it was on. Mm-hmm. But they were, you know, they were fighting, right? So they had the security guards. They're there, you know, because they know there's going to be a fight breakout.
Oh, hell
breaking
yeah.
Everybody up, and they get cut to commercial. So I flipped the channel. My son, little guy here, he's like, hey, turn it back to the cops. I'm like, well, that wasn't quite cops, buddy.
I mean, it might as well fucking be.
It might as well have been, yeah, dude, right?
Because every time they run in on a motherfucker cheating, it looks like cops. They're like, I'm coming. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you? And it's like, where the fuck are they going? They naked in a car. Like, they can't go too many fucking places.
Right?
And there was one, I think it was like in the middle of like the series, they catch this couple out back near a dumpster fucking, and I'm like, dude, if you that damn desperate.
And that was a dinner and a date right there, man. Right? Come on.
And a show, because you know there was raccoons in there digging around. It was a masquerade ball in one.
Right, the bum next door in his fucking cardboard home was getting a show.
Dude, Cheaters was a fucked up show though. When I think about it, like I watched like highlights. It's been a few weeks ago on YouTube, and I was like, God damn, we actually watched this shit back in the day. I am glad though that there's one show over, because I'm tired of hearing of it. Fucking MILF Manor. Y'all heard about that show?
No, man.
So this is the premise of the goddamn show. Women get with their sons, go to this house, and they all try to get and date one another. The sons try to date the mothers of the other sons. Man. Yeah, so like if us three went to a house on this show, our moms would come with us and we would try to date each other's moms. I'm not joking.
Fuck out of here.
Dead ass, dude. And the oldest one on there was like 32. And I'm like, God damn. What the fuck? The oldest son, I should say. I don't know how old the oldest woman was. But I see that and I was like, I seen all these women. They're like, oh, girl, you go get it. And I'm like, I'm going to make a status. I'm going to post about this shit. And so I did. I put MILF Manor. You go, girl. DILF Manor. Oh, you fucking perv. Get away from me. Because if an old dude goes after a young girl, it's perverted. If an old woman goes after a young guy, get at it. What the fuck? What?
Yep.
I don't understand.
Yeah, we won't even talk about the double standard with that, are we?
No, we won't. But I just...
Because that'll get going for another hour.
And then, to be honest with you, I wouldn't touch any of those women on that show with Sergeant Wardog's 10-foot pole that he mentioned earlier. They have little games they do on the show like they do most like fucking Bachelor reality bullshits, right? And one of them, I'm not joking, they put all the women's fucking underwear in a pile, and the dudes, the kids, have to go find out which one is their mother's. And one dude,
what the fuck?
Wait, it gets worse, War Dog. It gets worse. You think that's bad? It gets worse. One of them picks up a pair of, I think it's thongs, I think, or some type of panties. He picks them up and basically flosses with them. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm done. I'm going to be sick. I'm fucking done. Like, exactly. Your mom's, first off, if it's your mom's,
yeah, that part.
If it's any of the other women, and just to answer anybody's question before they think I watched this show, no, I did not actually watch the show. I watch a channel called Cinnamon Toast Ken, and he watches these shows for me. Him and a guy named Buff Pro, and they watch these shows, and they quote unquote review them or whatever. But I seen that shit, I'm like, God damn, so glad this shit's over. Like, I don't have to worry about seeing MILF Manor ever again. I was like,
oh, season two coming out next week.
But yeah, dude, like, we can have MILF Manor, but DILF Manor. Anyway, I need to stop because now we're just grasping for straws. If anybody didn't know, myself, JJ, and Carla from Art by Carla done a pissed off and mad about it episode called Ableist Racism 2023. I believe it's, let's see, it's just under an, oh, damn, that was loud as fuck in my head. It's 56 minutes long, and we do have chapters there for you to jump to where you can hear us talking about certain things. So if you want to go listen to that, you can. It's when Carla had posted about a comic after somebody had made a suggestion to her, I believe. She explains it in there about making a cartoon sketch. People that go and buy these service dog coats and put them on their dogs and say, hey, I've got a service dog. And it's not a fucking service dog because it's not been trained to do shit. She got a lot of ableist comments. And then she done one with Eskimo Libertarian, and she got called racist because she used the term Eskimo. So if you've not heard that episode over on our Podbean, please go listen to that. It's really good. And of course, JJ and I had to get on all it because we're disabled. And if Carla's a ableist, we sure as fuck are ableists. And I'll say, like I said in the podcast, I didn't know that anybody ever looked at Eskimo as racist. I've never met. You'll see why. You'll see why people believe it's racist. But anyway, go listen to that episode. It's actually very intuitive. Yeah. So anyway, don't forget DV Radio Store at dvradio.net. Go get you some merch. I got the new design over there. If you've not got it, I want you to get it. I want to see everybody show it off. I want you to show me your merchandise on DV Radio. Don't forget to share all our podcast. I was going to say all of our stuff, but podcast is good. Get the word out there. DVFarm.org. We still need your help with the DV Farm septic system to get that 20 grand, 25 grand. Yeah, fucking a lot of grand. But it all goes towards that septic system. And hopefully we can get that done this summer. I want to get it done this summer because once it gets wintertime, the price increases because the ground is literally frozen in New Hampshire. If you haven't seen where DV6 and Google and all of them got out there a few years ago in the wintertime to fix some pipes, you don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know if that video is up on the farm page. Go search for it. If it's not, I'll see if we can find it, and I'll put it somewhere. Sergeant Wardog, my brother, any last words for our listeners tonight or on podcast?
Yes, I always mention the Psych Ward Gang because it acknowledges mental health in the military community. So if you happen to have any mental health crisis come about, don't be ashamed or afraid to dial the digits 988 and then use option 1. So again, if you run into any type of mental health crisis, please don't be afraid or shame to use the numbers 988 with option 1.
100,000%. Oink! Last words for our listeners live or on podcast.
As always, folks, if you need to talk to somebody and 988 is just not an option because you're feeling they're tracking you, the feds are watching, hey, head over to Objective Zero, where your brothers and sisters are standing by 24/7 to talk to you about a plethora of options and ideas and whatever you want to talk about. I mean, it's your dime, basically. But you can call, text, and even video chat if you want. And if you don't have your phone handy, they can do it on the computer, too. Again, it's objectivezero.org. Create an account and talk to somebody 24/7 always. And head over there, too, because it has a great list of resources as well.
Yes. And speaking of resources, go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. There's vet resources and there's parental app resources from our friends over at Change Unchained. If you don't know about Change Unchained, go to changeunchained.com. Right? It's not .org. It's .com.
I believe so. Yes. I'd have to look too because I don't have it memorized.
I got, you know what? I need to talk to Troy about that. But go to changeunchained.com, find out more about what they're doing to end human trafficking. And speaking of Change Unchained and human trafficking, all DV against DV merch and Your Life Matters merch goes to Change Unchained. So if you want to help us help Change Unchained, please consider buying that merch and we will get that to them. Same with everything else. Sergeant War Dog, Betsy Ross, PTS Dog, DV Farm. It all goes to the respective places. Anything DV Radio labeled goes to DV Radio. I hope JJ's having fun at his show tonight and he's making a dollar and a profit. Hopefully we'll hear about that next week. if that's all you guys for Oink and Sergeant Wardog and all of our listeners that listened in tonight, thank you. We love you. Hate to, but we're going to end the show. I'm Boner Wood. You just heard Barrett Salt right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Until next week, fucksicles.
Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks. Goodbye, motherfucker!